Hi, this is Coming Soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
Today we're going to talk about the movie First Wives Club. This movie came out in 1996. And again, I have to address that you're going to be hearing songs in the background because my dad is outside barbecuing, playing music. And also, Lupita already had her baby, so congratulations to Lupita. Thank Yay. You. So you're going to probably hear, if you hear any, like, baby crying or whatever, it's Lupita's baby, Alex.
Mohammed.
No, Alex. So, okay, so let's talk about this movie, First Wives Club. It came out in 1996. Me and Hector saw it today in the morning, and then Lupita said that she saw it 2 weeks ago. This is one of our favorite movies, me and Lupita's favorite movies, one of our favorite movies. Okay, so let's talk about it before Hector falls asleep. Actually, Hector, how about you tell us, like...
Tell us what?
A little bit about it.
What do you mean? Okay, it's about... I don't
think you're just paying attention.
No, yes, I was. Okay, it's about, like, old-ass ladies. No, old-ass white. Old. They are 50.
They were in the movie, they were, like, 45, 46 years old.
Yeah, but they weren't that old.
Actually, they were in their 50s. Well, they were 50 years old when they
but
made
the
movie.
Like, the characters in the movie.
The characters are, like, 45, 46.
45, 46-year-old white women with their problems. Which is, they got divorced, but they are rich except for
Please
one.
Please do not kill this movie for me, Hector, when you're with your explanation.
Okay, well, let's talk about, okay... Then, yeah, because then Hector a little bit is going to, like, I can't already know what he's going to say. So, basically, it's about these women that there's four...
Originally.
Four original ladies. It's Bette Midler, who plays Brenda. It's Goldie Hawn, who plays Elise. It's Diane Keaton, who plays Annie. And Cynthia is the fourth one, is by that lady from Grease. Channing or something?
I don't know.
The lady.
Yeah, the lady from Grease. Mm-hmm.
Grease Lightning!
Yeah, and it's basically those four ladies. They're, like, it starts off, like, in the 60s, 1969, when they are about to graduate college. And they're all, like, celebrating and stuff like that. And Cynthia, I think it's Stalker Channing. I think that's her name. And, she gives them all, like, pearls and stuff like that for, like, a present, graduation present and stuff like that.
It was a necklace.
Yeah, a necklace. But it's, like, pearls, I think, right? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be, like, best friends, blah, blah, blah. And, like, years pass.
They were best friends.
Yeah, they were best friends.
They're going to keep in contact.
Yeah, they're going to keep in contact. And then, what was it, like, 30 years later, it passes. And then it's, like, the 90s. And I think in 1995, 1996.
Yeah, because in the 70s when they graduated.
1969. And then it basically goes to Cynthia. She's, like, looking over, like, her pictures and stuff like that. She basically kills herself because she finds out, like, her husband
married for a younger woman.
Which is the girl, Heather Locklear. And so she feels, like, lonely. She's she's depressed and stuff like that. So she commits suicide. But before she commits suicide, she tells her maid to give out these send out these three letters. And it's basically to Brenda, Elise, and Annie. So then how the girls reconnect. Reunite is basically they go to Cynthia's funeral. And they don't really recognize each other until, like, I think they
After the funeral.
Yeah, after the funeral, that's when they start talking to each other. But,
let's get to their jobs. So,
yeah, okay.
Cynthia, she was a stay-at-home woman. She killed herself. Annie, she used to be
in
advertising with her husband. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up being a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm.
She has a daughter who's a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
And a mom and who's, like, overbearing, overprotective. Like, she's uncritical and stuff like
that. Nosy as shit.
Yeah.
And then there's Brenda, who has a child.
Yeah. They're Jewish.
And she works as a secretary for an interior designer.
Named Duarte.
Duarte.
Feliz.
And then there's Elise, who's an actress.
Yeah. Goldie Hawn. And she's, like, but she hasn't gotten work in, like, she said in 18 months.
Yeah.
So she, like,
She's desperate for work.
Yeah, and she also gets, like, plastic surgery on, like, her lips and all that stuff like that in her face.
In her body.
Yeah. And basically, they reconnect. You see that everybody's divorced. They're all divorced.
No.
Annie's separated. She's separated. Yeah, Annie's separated.
But basically divorced.
But basically, yeah. Annie's trying to make it work with her husband, and her husband, like, very manipulative and stuff like that. So they go to, like, a therapist, like, counseling, couples counseling. But it's not really working for them, I don't think. Yeah. So basically they reunite.
She thinks it's working.
Yeah.
But you don't see his progress until later.
Yeah.
Progress.
Shut up.
So then basically they reconnect after the funeral. They go get dinner and drinks and stuff. And they're basically there like the whole day. And they're talking about their lives.
Last call and shit.
Yeah, and they talk about their lives. And they talk about like all the stuff that's happening with them. And how like they're all like kind of separated and stuff like that. Or divorced. And they start to like kind of like say, you know what, we should come up with a plan or something for justice, because they all feel like they don't, like, they deserve more than what they got.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from this movie, like, how to explain it.
Well, okay.
Just because it's like, that's basically the plot. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to get more than revenge, they're trying to get justice for themselves.
Well, right now, first is revenge.
Yeah.
First, they're trying to get revenge of the husband. Mm-hmm. So, let's start with Elise. She got a divorce. Her husband wants everything, but he also wants alimony.
Yeah, because she's the rich one.
Well, technically, they're both rich.
Yeah, but she made him.
Yeah, she's the one that made him who she was.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn, and she's the one that, she's the actress.
Yeah.
And he's, like, a producer.
Yeah, he is a producer.
Yeah.
So they end up getting divorced, and you see that they're going through like this big like argument with their lawyers to see who gets what. Mm-hmm. And then the lawyer says that they have to divide their assets.
Yeah.
So they do. And throughout the movie, you see Elise just going into their house, his office, and like taking things that she bought him during the marriage. Mm-hmm. She takes away the cars, paintings, desk, anything that she bought with her money. Mm-hmm. And then they cut to Brenda, which you see that she runs into her husband at a store where he has his new, like, love interest, I guess. Yeah,
I think he's, like, his girlfriend.
Yeah, and it's played by that horse face.
Oh, that scene.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I just didn't want to say anything.
You know what? It's not her fault she was born with that face. It's not
Dude,
her fault.
She...
No, I just like saying that because it's funny.
Yeah, but from South Park.
Like, as an actress, I don't really... I don't find her...
Man, that's just
the exact... Convincing. I don't care about her convincing as an actress because... Another movie that I really like is that Christmas movie with... Like,
oh, Luke, Family Stone.
Yeah, the Family Stone. Again, not a good
actress. Oh, yeah, they're both in it. Yeah. Annie and... Yeah, I mean, Dan Keen and Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, they were both in it.
Yeah, but...
But why do you see... Why do you say that
I
you're...
I don't see her as... I don't know. Ever since I saw commercials of her in Sex and the City, I was like, I never seen the show. Mm-hmm. But just by looking at the commercials, I'm like, I fucking hate this show. So I started hating her because she was in that show. Oh. Never seen it.
Actually,
don't
pretty
care
good
to see
show.
It. I wouldn't see a show like that. So it just bugged the shit out of me because every time I would watch something on TV, that commercial for Sex and the City would always fucking come on.
I think after they got syndicated or whatever, and they were playing it like on TBS and the E channel, they would always have commercials.
Yeah,
of
and
her.
It would piss me off. And I'm like, because it would always fucking be that fucking commercial. No mm-hmm. new commercial. Then it would just bug the crap out of me. Mm-hmm.
Like, show me those Ziploc bags.
So, like, I'm not going to watch this just because the commercials annoy me as it is.
So, basically, I think you got too tired of seeing her face that you were like, you know what? I don't like her anymore.
And then me and Lutz were talking. We're like, that's what I was saying. Like, yeah, I told her, like, she's not, it's really hard
she's
to
not
find.
Really, she's not actually ugly.
She just has a
weird shape.
She's unique.
Yeah, like you have to see her in a right angle, in the right angle to.
And the right lighting.
In the right lighting and angle to see that she's.
Decent. That's
decent
the words
looking.
That you said.
But
decent.
You know what? I feel bad because, like, I mean, you can't really. You can probably fix your face, but, like, she's an actress. You know, probably, like, she's insecure, but I don't know.
I don't know, man. She gets that shit all the time.
The good thing is, the good thing...
I mean, I don't think the actors would know how to take criticism and just be like, eh.
Yeah, they're very...
Their opinions
I don't know.
Don't matter. Only mine
But,
matters.
I mean, no one's listening to this shit, so...
Yeah, well, I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker's gonna be listening to this, but it's just like
maybe she does.
No, I really doubt it.
But the thing I'm trying to say is,
maybe her husband does. I love Ferris Bueller.
Well, the thing that I was trying to say is like, it's her face. Like she can't change it. She can change it, but then it's not gonna be. It's not gonna, look like
it's
her.
Gonna be her.
Yeah, so that's her. That's just she knows.
Yeah. So basically, she's the girlfriend of.
That's what I was gonna say.
Brenda's,
real quick.
Yeah, Morty. Brenda's ex-husband. Yeah. Who's played by Bette Midler, like we said.
Okay, so they show that, and Brenda. They show that they also talk about how Brenda's son is gonna have his bar mitzvah. And then there's Annie. And Annie,
Diane Keane.
You see the relationship between Annie, her mom, and her daughter. Mm-hmm. And her husband is basically a douche.
He's very manipulative.
And
tries to get his way all the time.
Yeah, and he has to get his way all the time. And he always plays like the victim.
Yeah.
So they go, so they start like plotting against their husbands to get revenge on them. Mm-hmm. So what Annie has on her, Annie and her husband start going on a dinner date, and then they end up going into a motel room, in a hotel room, mm-hmm. and they had sex. And then that was my baby.
That was a baby. Sounded like he took a,
there you go.
Someone got
Hold
to
on.
Go.
We have to pause it for
no,
a
we
bit.
No, we can talk for a bit.
Okay, just so basically, Diane Keane, character, Annie, she's in the hotel room with her husband, and they just had sex, and they're talking about how, like, oh, yeah, well, Annie's really, she left the thing.
Yeah.
Well, Annie's really happy because she thinks that her and her husband are going to get back together. But then her husband tells her, you know what, I think we need a divorce because I don't think this is working out. And Annie gets all mad because she's like, I just had sex with you and I thought like we were going to get back together and you said I looked so beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And then that's when the therapist comes in and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of sleeping with your husband. But you know what, at least now you guys are going to, now you're free. Like, you don't have to worry about him and stuff like that. And you could just go and be free by yourself, like. So basically, Annie gets mad and she's all like, she basically gets mad at both of them because obviously they were like fucking like behind her back. Hector, what are you doing?
I'm trying to fix this baby monitor. Keep talking.
Okay. So basically, after that, you see that,
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like, what am I going to say?
You just said everything.
Okay, so I basically just said they hooked up. She found out that they hooked up.
Okay.
So.
She
hooked up with the husband. And talking about the husband, that guy is from Seventh Heaven. And I was telling, and when Hector saw who it was, he obviously he looks like a douche and stuff, but he was like accused of pedophilia.
He's like little boys.
Yeah, he likes like little boys and stuff like that.
Boys.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna say allegedly because I don't want to.
He allegedly diddled boys.
Maybe he didn't diddle boys.
I don't think he diddled boys.
I know, like there was like
there was diddling going on.
Attempted diddling.
Yeah. So let's say allegedly, just so we don't.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Didn't he pay a priest though?
Yeah, in Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, yeah, so he was really
but
into the role.
Even then, like, I didn't.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Doing research, allegedly.
Yeah, because I think that guy played such a douche character in this movie, I never liked him because when I remember seeing him in that movie, Drive Me Crazy.
Yeah.
And he played the dad. And I thought he was such an asshole. Even though, like, he didn't really play an asshole, kind of. But because I saw him in this movie first, I was just like, no, this guy's an asshole.
That's in those diddlers the first time she sees him.
Yeah, so that's basically it. So,
okay.
So after all this happens, that's when they meet up again. And they're like, you know what? We should take revenge on our husbands. And that's when they start doing, like, the plan. Because we already talked about all of this. So, and then, they received the letter from Cynthia.
Yeah.
And that's when they all decided to get together.
Because they don't want another person dying.
Yeah, from loneliness and depression because of the...
husbands.
Ex-husbands, yeah. So that's when they decided to do the First Wives Club. That's what they said. So then they're like, you know what? We're going to need help. So then they go to a gay bar where Annie's
daughter,
Chris, is at. And they look for her. And they go to the gay bar and they're like, oh, let's go look for her. Like, are you sure? Are you sure we have to come here? What can we call on the phone? It's like, no, I want to support her. I want to tell her it's okay. And like,
she's gay. Yeah. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
By the way, the daughter that like that's a lesbian,
mm-hmm.
she came out like willy-nilly. She's all like, yeah, I'm lesbian. I'm going to go to my room.
Yeah, she was just like okay with it. She was like, oh, mom,
she knew that her mom was going to embrace her and be like, oh, okay, no, it's okay that you're a lesbian. Yeah. I accept it.
Yeah, she's walked by like, is there any boy trouble? Like, no, I'm a lesbian. He's like, he's like, what? He's all like, yeah, big one. He's like, all right, bye.
So, yeah, so then the daughter agrees to help them out because she doesn't like her dad anyway. So the daughter, she ends up getting a job at her...
becomes an agent for the mom.
It becomes like a spy for her mom. So she ends up getting a job at her dad's work as his secretary. And then Elise, she decides to... that's when she starts to, grab more stuff from Bill, her husband, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And sees that...
The
shared assets. And then Annie and Brenda, they go to Brenda's son's bar mitzvah. And that's when they see Sarah Jessica Parker and stuff like that. And they find out that Morty was stealing that in his first store, that he all the stuff that he was selling was stolen from... I think Brenda's dad or something.
No.
It was from other stores. Like, and they fell off the truck.
Yeah, that's what they said. They sold all, them. Yeah, the all the merchandise that Morty had in his first store had fallen off a truck.
You know what I didn't get?
Mm.
They're, like, aren't they supposed to be, like, Italian mobsters or something?
They said that Brenda, her dad, was... Because that was her uncle from her dad's side. Yeah. So I'm guessing her dad was, like, Italian or something.
But she's Jewish?
But she's Jewish. Well, Jewish... being Jewish is from the mom's side.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So I'm guessing that's what it was.
So the uncle was kind of like a mafia-ish person.
Yeah.
So then... and the uncle decides to, like, help Brenda out because they're like, yeah, like, if you want, I can kill him for you. And she's like, no, I don't want you to kill him. Just help us out.
Yeah, like, help us blackmail him.
Yeah. So then he agrees to. And then, Elise again goes to now his apartment to grab more stuff. That's when he sees
the girl.
Yeah. When he sees Phoebe, who's played by Elizabeth Berkley, who's from Saved by the Bell, Jesse Spano.
Mm-hmm. We're standing at the edge of tomorrow.
That was a college years, and she wasn't even in it.
Yeah, I know, because she was standing at the edge of tomorrow. Oh.
So then Phoebe.
That she was?
No, she was. She was like a one or two episodes.
That's why, but that's enough.
But she wasn't like a regular. Anyway, yeah. So then Phoebe tells, or Jesse Spano, or whatever, tells Elise, she's like, oh, you should play the mom in this movie that I'm gonna be starring in.
Elise actually tried out for the main role and she got rejected because of her age.
Yeah, because she talked to the director of it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I see you being the mom. And she got really offended. So then,
well, the way he said it, he said, Crypt Keeper old.
Yeah.
And that's when she got offended.
Yeah, she got offended. So then, but then she's like, no, yeah, I'm gonna... Well, yeah, she got offended by that. Anyway, so they all go to Elise's place. This is, like, the next day or something. And then they see, like, all the things that Elise got from her husband. And it was, like, so much stuff. And she ended up selling it to...
Not yet.
Oh, no. Yeah, not yet.
Because there were so many things. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know where to put it. And then she remembered, I should put it in an empty building that I own downtown. Yeah. And that's where they got their location.
Yeah, they got the... Yeah, exactly. So they got the location of the First Wives Club thing. Yeah, in that building that she wasn't using. And then also, Elise also takes Bill's Lamborghini. And they wanna like they already have like a what's it called, like a board or something.
Yeah, of all the stuff that they're gonna board of yeah. all the things that they're gonna sell.
Yeah. Of all the things they're gonna sell or take or basically just to ruin the ex-husband's lives. And they're like, oh, another person that could help us is gonna be Ganilla. I think that's her name, right? Mm-hmm. Ganilla. She's basically Maggie Smith from Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
She
Mr. Potter.
She was wife number 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, of like different men or whatever.
And she like she that's how she got all her wealth.
Yeah, and she was like the queen of New York.
Mm-hmm.
She plays an American in this yeah. in this movie.
Wasn't she British?
No, she wasn't. She was
American.
She was American in the movie.
I maybe just seeing her face
came. Yeah, because I was actually listening to her. And I'm like, oh yeah, she's not playing. Yeah. Yeah, she's playing American.
Oh, she's also in Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I know, and and then yeah, so they're like, oh yeah, she can help us. So they tell her to invite Sarah Jessica Parker to lunch, so they can because they need to get into Morty's apartment
to get the file saying that everything that was in his first store was stolen.
Yeah. So then Ganilla, mm-hmm. Maggie Smith, invites Sarah Jessica Parker to lunch and tells her, oh, yeah, this interior designer, he could help you out.
He's the best, even though he sucks ass.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the 10th worst.
Yeah, he was one of the 10th worst interior designers of New York City. And he's the best friend of Bette Midler in the movie. So then.
He sucks ass because he was gay, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys didn't catch that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, he was also in Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie.
First and second.
Okay.
That's where I recognized them from.
Oh. So then, So then basically they have lunch. They give him the number. The guy comes over to Sarah Jessica Parker and Morty's apartment. And that's like one of my favorite scenes because when they leave or whatever, because they're like, oh yeah, I need an hour just to see the whole apartment so I could style it.
I like you missed the beginning. I don't know if you like this part or not. When they walk in and mm-hmm. he sees a lazy boy and he goes, that chair is agony. And he's yeah. trying to cry and yeah. shit.
And he's like, what do you want me to do? Like, cover it up. Yeah. So then, they tell Morty and Sarah Jessica Parker
to leave
for an hour. And then
the girls come in, start looking through the house. Yeah. They go upstairs into the office. By the way, those stairs are fucking dangerous.
Yeah, I've always had. Yeah, every time I see that movie,
what's just the like, railing?
Yeah, that's why. But it's like hanging off from like strings and stuff. I'm like, that's so dangerous.
But the steps are fine though.
No, if you notice, the steps are glass. That's fucking dangerous too.
You could be like bulletproof or something, like really strong.
Why would you need them to be bulletproof?
Why would you need them to be glass?
Yeah. Why do you need railings to be glass? We can talk about this all day.
Yeah. So basically, so they go upstairs to his office, and then Morty and Sarah Jessica Parker come back. Well, they do find the files after like looking for it.
They start looking for the files. And then when they find the files, they're going to go out to the front door, but they end up coming back early. Mm-hmm. They weren't even gone an hour, like, a few minutes?
Yeah, because Morty forgot his jacket and he was cold. Yeah, they were both cold.
And she was, and the other, just Sarah Jessica Parker was really excited.
Yeah.
So they started talking. And he was trying to get them away from the window, mm-hmm. I mean, from the door.
Yeah.
But then realized that they couldn't. So he starts, so they go out the office window.
Yeah, the girls go out.
On the balcony. Mm-hmm. And then there's the window washers,
mm-hmm.
and they go on the window washer, and they start going down. Mm-hmm. And then Annie starts freaking out because they came back, and she's like, "Was she like unclean?"
You know, she's like, "I'm clean." Because they're like, "Oh, they're coming back."
When they're coming
he's
back,
like, "I'm clean."
She starts like freaking out, and then they start hitting her with like the documents, and they start like making gloves and shit to calm her down. So they end up going on the window washer and they start going down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts freaking out because I'm guessing she's afraid of heights. Yeah. So she's fucking like
going I would be too.
Ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
So Alicia goes first and mm-hmm. shows her they know that it's okay. So they all get in and mm-hmm. they start going down.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the machine wasn't working properly. Mm-hmm. So they actually end up falling straight down. And then they stop at a window. And there's like a window. The window's open. There's two people like doing it in there. Or, well, making out.
Yeah, making out. But they're, like, older people. They're, like, in their 30s,
40s. Yeah, so they see her, and they're like, Elise, you look great. Yeah. And she's like, what? And he goes, you look great. And she's like, thank you. And they start falling again. And then finally they hit the floor, but they're like 3 inches away from the actual ground. And they start freaking out, but then they got all happy because they survived. And then they, so basically they end up getting like the files to prove that Morty was a thief.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite scenes. And then after all that happens, they go back to like the building that Elise owns, where they're like doing their club or whatever. And they start to like reminisce and stuff like that of like the good old times that they had. And that's when they first start to sing like that "You Don't Own Me" song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they sing "Glory Days."
No.
And then Elise started getting mad because they couldn't find anything on they couldn't find any dirt on her husband.
Yeah. And, but Annie, her daughter, tells Annie that it's like, oh, my, you should try to buy my dad's business because they're gonna, because the two other people that own the business with their
they're trying to sell it.
So Annie needs money to buy them out. So that's when they decided to do an auction with all the stuff that Elise has taken from her ex-husband.
They were supposed to sell it and divide the profits.
Yeah, yeah.
So she sold it to Annie for $1.
Yeah.
And she ended up giving Bill 50 cents. And she's like, you know what? Just take it all. So she gives him $1. Yeah.
In quarters,
yeah. So then they start selling the stuff in the auction. Okay. And that's when they have, like, they want Sarah Jessica Parker to buy all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to ruin Morty's life.
Yeah.
Well, trying to take all his money, too. So then they have Ganilla, who's like Maggie Smith, and the gay guy. And they're telling her, Sarah Jessica Parker, to bid on all these things. And then they also have Goldie Hawn there, like, to also bid. So she get, like, say, oh, you know, she's bidding, so you have to bid more. And then in the back, they have Bette Midler.
She's in disguise,
though. She's in disguise, so, yeah. So, like, the last thing that they sell off is, like, this plate. This, like, I guess Japanese plate or something. And then...
the Japanese plate.
Yeah. So, it's, like... So, then, like...
They try to get her to... They pay for it. It's a bid higher and higher and higher. And then Bette Midler... She ends up putting the highest bid.
Yeah.
But then she's like, oh, shit, I screwed up. Because, like, Sarah Jessica Parker didn't want to bid on it.
Yeah.
But then, what's her name?
Amy? Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith said, oh, Jackie O had one just like it. And then she ended up bidding it.
Yeah. So basically, she lost a whole bunch of money on the auction. Well, she bought, like, all this stuff. And then
her money, so she didn't
Morty gets mad about it. And so then Sarah Jessica Parker gets mad. She's like, I'm not even, like, your wife. Like, you know what? I guess you're going to have to, like, take a break or whatever. But then she, like... takes off her she's like, oh, you need to unzip me from like my dress or whatever. And he gets like all hot and bothered, like, oh. And that's when he like proposes to her, but you hear from the son.
Yeah, you hear from the son later on.
Yeah. And the son tells the Brenda. Wow. Yeah. Bette Midler, he tells the Brenda, is like, oh yeah, I'm just mad because my dad like proposed to Shelley with Sarah Jessica Parker. So then that's how Brenda finds out. And then they meet, like, again, they go to Elise's house. This is when she was, like, kind of, like, drunk and stuff. And they're, like...
She was already drinking a lot because they couldn't find anything on Bill.
Yeah. And then they're, like, all, like, getting mad at each other because, like, yeah. I don't know. All this shit comes out.
Yeah.
They
start picking fights
and
arguments. And then they get mad at each other. They start speaking to each other. Mm-hmm. Elise goes to the bar to
They slap each other, too.
Yeah, they start smacking each other. And then Elise goes to the bar and starts drinking.
Yeah, this is like a montage thing. There's like a song.
Yeah, it's a montage.
Something about Wings of the Angel or something. I don't know.
But it's a montage. Mm-hmm. Elise goes at the bar to start drinking herself stupid. Mm-hmm. Brenda goes on a feeding.
No, Elise starts cleaning up. Like her house, her apartment. Because they made a mess. Because she throws her golden globe at her. And then it ends up... Oh, no. Throws the golden globe at the picture and breaks it. And then Elise tries to clean up. And she grabs the vacuum and...
she turns it on and freaks her out.
Because it's grabbing the glass. And she's like, ah! I know it's supposed to be like a sad moment and stuff like that. But that always
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she turns off the vacuum cleaner. And then...
So she starts...
Annie starts talking... Yeah. And then Annie starts talking to her mom and daughter about, like, what's happening and stuff like that.
And how it's all falling apart.
Yeah. And then Brenda starts, like, she went to a restaurant to eat alone by herself.
And then everybody was looking at her, like, weird.
Yeah. And it was funny because the guy, like, the busboy or whatever, he's all like, uno? And then she's all like, si. So then the guy grabs all the shit or the other.
Yeah, all the plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fucked up. Like, make her even look lonely by taking away the plates and the extra food.
At least you didn't take away the chair.
That's true.
And,
so that was, like, the montage. So then, like, because, Elise, like, gets all, like, depressed about, like, seeing, like, all the bottles while she was cleaning up and stuff, she realizes that she is, like, an alcoholic, so she Elise goes to Brenda, and she's like, I don't want to end up like Cynthia.
So basically, she didn't want to drink herself stupid to the point that she commits suicide.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cynthia, she's real cool dancing, Cynthia.
That's from Rugrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they realize that they have to, like, think bigger. Basically, they go back to the building. Mm-hmm. Annie's already there trying to get all the shit.
Cleaning up.
Yeah, it's cleaning up. And then Elise and Brenda come together and, like, you know what? We have to think bigger. Like, we were getting mad because we're looking shit on our exes, but we should think globally. And then they're like, okay, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to try to find, like, a better way to get Bill. So then Elise, she decides to, be, like, friends or whatever with Jesse Spano. So she can get info on her. So then they, like, went out to eat and stuff. And this is when, like, everybody's trying to,
they're trying to find something on Bill.
Yeah.
And then Brenda says, Elise says, oh, he's not doing anything wrong. And then Brenda says that he knows of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when Elise starts talking to, what's your face? Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And so she starts finding out these little things about her. So the next thing you see, it's Elise going into the office of her husband, her ex-husband, mm-hmm. Bill, and starts talking to her and goes, oh, you know, that new actress that you're seeing, that you're dating. How old is she?
But before all of this happens, Annie, because she's kind of narrating, no?
Yeah.
So she says, okay, on November 28th, we decided to do this plan called Hell's Fury. And then that's like their plan. So now this is when they get, like, all the guys at once.
Yeah.
So then, like you said, Elise goes to Belle and tells her, and starts saying,
you know, like, asking him a question about the girl that he's dating. And he goes, she's 21. And then Elise says, yeah, in about 3 years.
5 years.
No, three years.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're right.
Five, yeah. Because she's 16.
She says she's 16. Yeah, she says she's 16.
Oh, yeah. So she says, yeah, in about 5 years, she's 16. And she shows her the yearbook and the copy of the birth certificate that she is 16 years old. So technically, he's fucking a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And he goes, look. And he goes, you have to be at this building at this time or else I'm going to tell Barbara Walters in an interview that, you know, you're fucking a 16-year-old. Since he doesn't want to get blackmailed, he shows up.
Yeah. And also Morty, he's like...
he got kidnapped.
A commercial. While he was doing a commercial.
Yeah, he was doing a commercial.
And it was so funny because in the commercial, Sarah Jessica Parker is part of it. And he's all like, I need a low quality,
high price
item. Yeah. And then they're like, cut. It's like, you have to say, like,
it's a high item,
high quality,
low price. And so Morty ends up getting kidnapped by the uncle, by Brenda's uncles.
Yeah, well, he gets supposedly arrested.
Yeah, he's supposed to get arrested. And then in an alleyway, he gets switched in the trunk of a car and is taken to, like, a freezer.
Yeah.
And where Brenda's there with her uncle. So they start telling him how, you know, they have the file saying that everything in his first store was stolen and how he cooked the books. So they gave him the same option. You know, you can either go to the cops or you can be at this place, which is the empty building, at a certain time.
And then they tell...
Annie's husband. So...
Annie's husband goes into, into his office. And then his daughter's like, oh, yeah, there's someone in the office.
In the meeting room.
Waiting to see you.
Conference room.
And then he's all like, okay. So he goes in, and then he sees Annie's there with his two partners. And then they're like, oh, Annie, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And she tells them that she just bought
them out.
Yeah, bought the other partners out. And she's going to be in charge of the company. He gets mad.
And then he says that she can't do that. And then he goes, yes, I can, because I'm a majority holder. And he goes, well, if you do this, I'm going to take all of my clients. And he goes, well, you can take your clients, but I already made...
like a big ass account.
Yeah, like a big ass account that's worth a lot of money because of Morty. Basically, they were talking about
Morty. Isn't like 185,000? I remember reading that.
Not that, probably a million.
Yeah, 85 million.
1,000 is not enough money.
It's 85 million.
Well, this is the 90s.
You get the 85 part right.
Yeah, 185.
And,
male.
So, he gets mad and then she walks out and says, you know what, we should continue this back in my office. And he gets even more pissed off. And then she goes, look. Just be there, like, be here, and we'll discuss it. So she gives them the address of the building that they're going to go. They end up going to the building, and then they see all three husbands in the waiting room. And
Annie's daughter,
Chris, was there. She's the secretary.
Mm-hmm. She has too many jobs.
So she tells them to go into the office because they're ready for them.
Yeah.
And then when they're all walking into the office, the dad's the last one in, and he asks her... you know, that he can't take any more surprises because he's had a hard day. And then she tells him, oh, Dad, by the way, I'm a lesbian. A big one. Yeah. And then she pushes him in.
Yeah. Hey, good question. How old is the daughter? Because didn't she say she wanted an intern at the dad's
place?
She was
in college.
She was in college
during that time.
Yeah,
okay. She said it wasn't going to interfere with any of her classes and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so she was in college.
Oh yeah, because I would be like, if she's in high school, that's an old ass high school.
No.
when they're in the meeting, they start saying how like their friend Cynthia died of neglect, and they want to make sure that no woman has to go through that, and they don't have to feel lonely or suicidal because of their husbands or ex husbands. So they're gonna make this center for women, and that they're gonna have to pay for it. And they said that if they refuse, well, you know, they're going to take all the information. Yeah, they're going to basically blackmail them and have all this information on them. So they're all going to get jail time anyways. So they all decide, you know, fine, I guess we have no choice. So they start, like, they did another montage where they're, like, destroying and...
Sisters are doing it.
So they start doing a montage where they destroyed the building so they can rebuild it, and how they keep going to visit their ex-husband so they can get checks to pay for all the renovations of the place.
And then how Elise ends up being, like, a star of the play, even though, like...
a play.
Yeah, because in the beginning, like, they offered her a play, and she's like, no, because they said I should never do a play because I was better than that, blah, blah, blah. But she ends up,
that's a really good role.
Yeah, she ends up being,
she ends up doing the play. She ends up, like, doing the, like, best.
Yeah,
like, they gave her, like, a standing ovation, and they loved her, so,
And then how Annie, and then how Annie's in charge of the agency, the advertisement agency and stuff like that. So, yeah, so then they end up opening up the center.
Yeah.
The Cynthia...
Swanson.
It was a Swanson? I don't know.
Cynthia Swanson.
Are you sure? It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Cynthia Ron Swanson.
Cynthia Swanson Women's Center.
Yeah, something center. And then Kathy Lee Gifford, she's the one that interviews them.
Yeah.
About, like, the women's shelter, center and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, is it true that there's a rumor saying that, is it true that, this whole thing started because each of your husbands left you for a younger woman? And they said, yes, it's true. And they opened the center so no other woman would ever, you know, commit suicide because of neglect.
Yeah.
They end up having after that little interview, they end up having, like, a little party inside of the building celebrate
it. Like a grand opening or something. And it's like a white party because everybody's wearing white or gray.
And there's all only white people there.
That's also true. And then that one lady...
Ivana Trump.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump. Ivanka.
Ivanka Trump. Was there...
Ivana?
I don't know.
Ivana.
But...
the one that won.
Ivana.
No, the... well, what's the name? Donald Trump's ex-wife.
Her. You don't have to know it.
Yeah. So anyway, Donald Trump's ex-wife was there, and she says, you should never get even. Just get everything. Yeah. And she starts laughing, and she walks out.
Yeah, Ivana Trump. Ivana.
And,
And actually, I was like reading the trivia for this movie, and they were saying that, you know how she's Bette Midler tells Elise, oh, like, what did you get done, like the whole enchilada, but the original line was the whole Ivanka. Oh, but because she was in the movie, they decided to change the line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I saw the trivia.
But does Ivanka have a bunch of fucked up face thing?
Have you not seen her?
But I don't know if she has a fucked up face, but she probably does. Fucked up
face, but it looks like she's
plastic surgery. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so basically, the movie starts to wrap up, and
yeah,
you see a scene where Morty comes in with Shelly, mm-hmm. and Shelly stays in the car. And then Morty goes in there, and then Shelly says, why would I want to go in there with a bunch of beaten women? He goes, I'm not Brenda. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you're not. So he starts to realize, you know, that she's not the girl for him, and that he made a mistake by leaving his wife. Inside, everyone's dancing and having a good time. Brenda and Morty end up dancing, and they end up reconciling their marriage and getting back together. Elise divorced her... Well, she was divorced, but she started dating one of the actors from her play.
Yeah.
And then Annie, she ended up staying by herself. That Aaron, her husband, wanted to come back to her, and she said no.
Yeah. And then Bill, everybody's there at the party, and Bill, like, goes outside, and that's where he meets Shelly. Yeah. And then they start to, like, he's like, oh, what are you doing right now? Like, are you with anybody? And she's like, no. And then he's like, wait, how old are you?
Yeah.
That's how it ends for that part.
And then... So that's how that scene ends. And then at the end, there's like everyone left. There's a big mess. And then the three women are left.
Mm-hmm.
They start talking about how they did it. They're successful. They accomplished something for all of womankind. And they end up started singing the song that they sang in the beginning.
That You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore.
It's a really good song.
Yeah, and then they do like little choreography moves and stuff like that, and then that's how the movie ends.
And they break it down.
By the way, did you guys notice when they were dancing away in the streets, they didn't lock up? Did you guys not see? They grabbed their coats, they walked out the door, and they kept dancing and singing in the middle of the fucking street.
That is not their job.
And the place was a mess, the lights were on, they didn't lock up, and they're like being irresponsible.
I think they were just drunk.
They're dancing in the middle of the fucking street.
Yeah, it's like a happy ending. Like, let's just dance.
If somebody sees you doing that in real life, they're going to be like, stay the fuck away from this one person. Because
they'll be dancing. Dancing in the street.
Yeah, I really like this movie. It's a top 10.
Yeah.
That's a 10 for me.
Yeah, I really like this movie, too. Yeah, I'm going to say a 10, too.
It was a...
out of 5 stars, let's do 5. Five stars.
I do 5.
Okay. What do you think about it, Hector?
It was a movie, and I give it 4 stars.
Out of 5?
Out of 5.
Uh-huh.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I would want to rewatch it, mm-hmm. but I told Luta this when we finished watching it. It's like one of those, like when let's say you're hanging out with your mom, and like, and she's like, oh, let's watch a movie, and she pops on this movie. It's like a very like, oh, yeah, I'm watching this with my mom movie. Okay. Like, it's a very ladies movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a ladies movie.
But it's we are good. Ladies, yeah. It's a good movie. Like, any man can watch it.
We are ladies.
Yeah, we are ladies.
We are sisters doing it for themselves.
We are sisters doing it for no misters.
Yeah, exactly. Luita, would you recommend this movie to Alex, your son?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't show it to him at a young age.
Yeah, it's too graphic.
But, I mean...
It's PG-13.
Like, if he wants... Like, I'll be like, oh, I like this movie. And if he wants to see it with mm-hmm. me, that's great. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, I'm like, I'm not going to force him to, like, sit there and watch it.
Also, I wanted to know, like, because of three ladies, who would...
I would be Brenda, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. I always saw myself as being Annie.
Because she's very outgoing. She speaks her mind. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, in your face, outer face.
Yeah. Who would Hector be?
I know you would be Annie.
Yeah.
I would be...
Fucking four eyes. Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
Annie, the girl with the lady with the short hair and the glasses.
The skinny one that starts freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
The uptight one.
Uh-huh. When was whitening teeth invented? Because that was a huge, like,
yeah, because Hector was complaining this whole movie about them not having white teeth.
Not white teeth. It's just that they were too yellow. They spoke too much. Don't smoke, kids.
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, like, the people didn't whiten their teeth.
Back then.
But those shits were... They should have never worn that much white. Because it made their teeth pop out.
They did too many close-ups. Who would you be? Brenda,
be,
too?
No, I'd be the old lady from Downton Abbey.
Maggie Smith?
No, you would be Elise.
Who's Elise?
Elise the is the star. Actress.
Okay.
The reason I say this because she's very, like, look at me, and Hector's like that.
I'm not very look at me. I'm there.
Bitch, you walk around with a WWE belt.
Only in the house.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like, in the house is way different than when he's outside
the house. I'm pretty sure I don't know why I think that you're somewhat of a show-off outside with your friends.
He has actually not. I don't think so, huh, Hector?
No. Whenever I show off, it fails. Look at this three airball. No, I'm not very show off.
Okay.
Well, around us, he would be an Elise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around everybody else, I'm a Sarah Jessica Parker. But face.
Do you have anything else to add on this movie, Hector?
Teeth. Okay, done with the teeth.
He has nothing.
No, it was. They looked older than they were,
obviously. They were supposed to be 45, 46 in the movie. They were actually 50 years old.
Not that part. They just looked, like, too old sometimes. And I'm like, eh. Like, don't do close-ups.
Well, I think it's all genetics, maybe, yeah. Because, I mean, our parents are in their 50s, and they look really...
They're close. And also, they don't smoke.
Like, my dad is close to 60, and he still doesn't look like he's
50. They don't,
But you know what it is?
But we all have good genes, because I always get mistaken for, like, a teenager, and me I'm, too. Like, 30.
Yeah, me too. I also get mistaken for
You are...
I'm 20 now, so I get mistaken a lot.
I think if he shaves, he'll look younger than he
really I get ID'd all the time.
You should. You're 20.
Okay. So, I think that's it, right?
Yeah. Oh, don't smoke.
Yeah, but don't smoke.
The next movie?
The next movie we're going to do is Beetlejuice.
With her life.
Beetlejuice? Please don't smoke, kids. Beetlejuice?
Okay.
Because I know I said it three times.
I know you did.
He's coming.
Because I know that's one of your favorite movies, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
And I told you to pick a movie that, like, you really liked. So, we're going to do Beetlejuice. Have you ever watched
it? No, I have not. I just said
Have you not watched
Beetlejuice? I watched glimpses.
Yeah, but he's never
seen... What glimpses?
I walked past when you guys used to watch it. And I'm like, that's cool.
I think you were scared. That's why you didn't want to watch
it. Well, yeah, I didn't want to say it three times.
Lucy just did and nothing happened.
Well, now.
Okay. So, that's it. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, cool. So, next time we're going to talk about...
Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
So, that's it.
You're going to say that's it one more time.
No. Okay, so this is coming soon to VHS.
Is this
I'm
it?
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector. And by the way, a quick shout out. Everybody go watch Atlanta. It's a really good show. That's
Are
it.
Are you getting paid?
No, it's actually a really good show.
Because every time he comes into my room, he's like, okay, you gotta watch Atlanta. I was like, I don't want to watch
Atlanta. Yeah, he made me watch Atlanta. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, everybody watch Atlanta for me, for y'all.
Okay, you know what you should watch? Zoo.
What's Zoo?
I saw one episode and I got hooked. Danny saw one episode and he got hooked.
How's Zoo?
Is that on Netflix?
It's not on Netflix. I forgot what website we were watching it on, but basically it's about animals turning on us because we pollute the world and we don't recycle and we're basically destroying the world and they want to take it back.
Ooh, that
so the animals like start rebelling against us and they start killing humans.
Okay, then I'll promote something too. I'll say Superstore. I really love it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That one's already making
TV Superstore.
Oh, okay. We'll keep on doing this. I want to do Telenovela because it got canceled, but we can bring it back.
That was a good, show with Eva Longoria.
Which one?
Telenovela.
Yeah, a lot of eye candy, guys and girls. No homo.
No. Okay. Oh, we're just promoting stuff now? Go watch it. Go watch Boys Over Flowers. It's a Korean drama. I love that Korean drama.
Okay.
Wait, last one. Just watch Atlanta for real, though, because it's actually that good. And it got picked up for a second season, FX. It comes out on, I don't know what day, because I steal it online. But
Hector!
Just kidding. No, I don't.
We watch it on watch it on DirecTV app.
Allegedly.
Wink.
Allegedly. Wink, wink. We got time for the cable.
No, we have DirecTV, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
We have.
Okay, then. Okay. Well,
no, it doesn't if you're willing to promote us. No,
it doesn't because I have the internet for it. Okay.
Yeah. TV-wise,
it's not Spectrum. Anyway, so.
Is it?
Shout out to Spectrum. Free Wi-Fi, please.
Okay. Well, We'll talk to you. Well,
Paper boy.
You'll hear us next time. Okay, this is Dulce.
Lupita.
It's all about that paper boy. Hang this out later.
Okay. Bye.
No, it's the TV show from Atlanta. Okay. Everybody watch Atlanta, please. Bye.